All-Star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, on this day, 43 years ago, that would be 1979, the first Sony Walkman went on sale.
Wow.
Now, Sony went on to sell over 400 million units of this thing. Half of
that
which
was huge.
It was so huge.
That's all you wanted.
It really is all you wanted. And they had the headphones, not the buds, and they would have like, you know, they'd catch your hair because you'd have to squeeze them in the middle. Oh,
it didn't matter,
it
though.
It was a situation.
You had your cassette tapes. Of your universe.
Your mixtapes, too.
Half of that 400 million were cassette players, but then it was 1999 when it became the CD Walkman.
But the CD Walkman was not as good.
The same.
It wasn't.
Because
it was,
you know what? You're walking around. It's too big.
Yes.
And you're walking around and the CD would skip.
Yep, you're right.
Didn't have that trouble with cassettes.
Do you have any concept of when? Because that was big for mobile music, obviously, because you could take it when you were running or exercising and things like that. When did the first boombox come out? Wasn't it around that same time that boomboxes were starting to
be a thing? I did not look up the boombox.
I'll look up the boombox.
Okay. By the way,
interesting.
Side note, you can now buy a new Walkman for $1,600, they'd now stream music, just like any other, Google Music, Spotify, any of those.
Hey,
and
I might have gotten this right, by the way.
But why do you need that?
Well, just for nostalgia's sake. And you can get one for $3,200 that's gold-plated. Yeah.
Okay, no thanks. I have an iPhone.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying.
Just saying. Okay.
And 38 years ago, in 1984, the PG-13 rating was created.
Oh,
I remember
that. I do, too. And the X rating became NC-17.
So up until then, what was it? Just PG?
Just PG.
And PG covered. Like, remember the movie Slapshot?
Yeah, whoa.
That has some scenes that, you know, right now would not be PG. And I'm like, you know, it was a very wide, I mean, it was everything from G.
Was.
I mean, and then to X.
You know what's weird about that? Because The movie Stand By Me was later, I think, in the 80s, and I think that movie was rated an R, and I think some of this has changed with just standards, because I would make the case that that movie in particular would not be R in 2020.
No,
it would be
PG-13. Agree. It was language for that, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the first PG-13 movie was?
No.
Anybody?
Not a Star Wars?
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Oh, my
God.
Red Dawn.
Wow.
True story. I never watched it.
True story.
It's a great movie.
Wow.
I just rewatched that movie four weeks ago. I swear.
What, in the middle of the night? What happened?
It was 11 o'clock. Becky was asleep.
Right.
I flipped on the movie channel.
And you couldn't stop.
Oh, this is what I do. I pressed record. I didn't watch it all that night. I pressed record, but I went back and watched the rest of the movie. I loved it.
I love it.
I was right, by the way, about the boombox, right around the same time. It was in the 1970s. I think technically the first one came out in 1966, but really took off in the late 70s and then into the 80s.
I have the most 80s in one capsule photo that I will show you later involving a boombox and my mother and me on the beach. Okay.
Love that.
The 109th Tour de France started today, and it runs through Sunday, July 24th. The cyclists will ride over. Do you have any idea how far they go, Fred? I'm just wondering if a non-cyclist type of person has a clue.
I have no idea, but I always watch because I just love the scenery.
It's pretty.
It's not so much the ride, it's the scenery.
Absolutely.
I don't even if I know. Well, I'm going to say 2,500 miles.
That's very, well, 2,050.
Okay.
And that includes part of the Alps. If you want to watch, there will be coverage on NBC and all of the affiliates there. So NBC, SN, and Peacock. Wimbledon continues too. That's ABC and ESPN. This means my neighbor and I will be doing a portion. When we comes to the Alps, my neighbor is an older cyclist who's cycled for his whole life. And he says, we won't do the Tour de France, but we'll take a big hill when they do the Alps and do maybe half their mileage that day.
There you
it's
go.
A hoot.
That's
well,
awesome.
I'm still
your mini tour.
I still have a passion.
Maybe a quarter.
To, even though I don't ride my bike anymore, I still have a passion for cycling. And I record the tour every day and I watch
so
it.
Great,
I at least watch the
it?
Sprint finishes. Yeah, I love it.
And you can fast forward through. I like the announcers. I
well,
like
Steve Schlanger, a local
it.
Guy, of course.
Yes.
He's a guest on the program. Steve is awesome. He did a lot of the Olympics coverage and he's involved, I believe, in the tour coverage again this year.
I have a few stats for you and facts for, of course, 4th of July. Be happy because I didn't make it into a quiz. Here we go. In 1776, there were 2.5 million people in the U.S. We're now over 332 million. A little bit of a jump there.
A bit.
The first 4th of July parade was held in Bristol, Rhode Island, way back in 1785. 54% of us have an American flag at home, and 40% of those people say they display it every day. Do you have a flag at home, Mark?
I do have a flag. It's not, I actually need a new flag, but we do put it out on the flag, but
flag
we don't
day.
Display it all the
we
time.
We have a
absolutely.
Big
I have
flag
a Packers
pole.
Flag.
Yeah, I love it.
I have a Packers flag and a American
US.
Flag.
Yeah. Fred, do you put up the flag?
We have a flag. We don't have a flag pole.
We have one in concrete, in 5 feet of concrete. It's a big one.
I
it's
like
awesome.
That.
It's really cool.
I have one, but it's pulled out of the brick, you know, the holder thing, and I've got to get new. Yeah.
There are a lot of people in our neighborhood that have flags like those
the little ones
all the ground.
They do that.
Yeah,
they do that around our neighborhood. It's nice.
We will eat 150 million hot dogs on the 4th of July this year. If you put them end to end, they'd stretch across the U.S. more than five times. And Joey Chestnut, of course, is a strong favorite to win Nathan's hot dog eating contest again. Do you remember the record?
72?
76.
Okay, I'm a year behind.
You are so close.
Go ahead, Jane.
I watch it every year.
Go ahead, Jane. Go ahead and brag here. Go ahead.
Yes, I did beat Mark in a hot dog eating contest.
I love it.
With Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, and he was a weenie.
Yeah. She literally had like one more bite than I did. That's it. And we both ate about three quarters of the
hot dog. There are winners and there are losers.
Okay.
I was a winner.
I lost.
You were a loser.
Right.
Fair. It's totally fair. By the way, he downed those 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes last year. That's one every 8.5 seconds.
No, and he
so
like builds
disgusting.
Steam.
It is
he
so
builds
disgusting.
Steam. It's fascinating to watch. And then you put the buns in the water.
Is this with buns? Like they eat the
buns? They dip them in water and eat the goop.
Abby, have you never seen Nathan's famous hot
It's revolting and beautiful.
Are you an American?
Yes.
Yes. Well, then
I think so.
How could you not have seen that?
Yeah, it is really a sight to behold.
Fred,
we're putting
you in charge of getting Abby to watch that. I don't know how you're going to do that, but it is up to you.
We'll stream it.
You know, they would come in town. Somebody would come in town.
Oh,
sometimes Joey every year.
Yeah.
But the pandemic, I think, killed
cut
a lot
it off.
Of these.
Yeah,
of things.
We didn't haven't seen them since. I got to wear the belt. Remember?
I do remember.
It was beautiful.
Oh, jeez. Do you want one more? Or
sure.
Yes. Okay. Well, this is kind of depressing. It's a civics poll done for the 4th of July, looking at how much we know about American history and laws. Oh, dear. There are a few questions they ask. I'll just do a few. When asked who was the first president, 13%, or roughly 1 in 8 people, did not know it was George Washington.
What?
Wow.
That is correct.
Wait.
You ready?
15%
of 13.
Education crisis.
13%. Ooh, that's
6%
not good.
Said.
My daughter knows it's George Washington.
Of course she does.
She's 7.
6% said, hey, it's Abe Lincoln, right?
Oh, boy.
4% chose John Adams, and 3% said Thomas Jefferson. When asked, at what age can you vote for president, only 80% knew it's 18. 3% said 16, 9 said 21, and 7% said, I think it's 35.
Well, that's to be president.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
And finally,
we are doomed.
the final question was, what did the Declaration of Independence do? 78% knew, independence from Great Britain. 9% thought it freed the slaves. 7% said it declared our independence from France. And 6% thought it gave women the right to vote.
We are so dumb.
Read the name. Just okay. It's in the name.
Now, this is one of those things. Fred, remember a few years ago, and this happened on Hard Knocks on HBO, which is a show that kicks off usually in August as a precursor to the NFL season. They pick a team every year. They follow them during training camp, right? Yep. So this was the first year, I'm pretty sure, that the Rams had left St. Louis.
Right. Yes.
In L.A.
And they did it.
And they were, Jared Goff, who's now with the Lions, was the quarterback. And he was a rookie quarterback that year. And the question came up, and I did this as a little quiz here, and I was stunned. This seems simple. Abby, where does the sun rise?
East? East to west?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Jared Goff thought it was west. And other people. So I took a bunch of people. We didn't tell them what we were asking. We brought them into a studio. And Fred, it was 30% of them didn't have the answer. I'm like, what?
I was amazed.
How can you not know that? That seems like a pretty simple
one. And in
St.
Louis?
So this is why I believe these.
You
want to
know?
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, probably those same people who thought Abe Lincoln was the first president.
Yes.
And finally, in Sue's News, today's random fact. Only one president was born on the 4th of July. Anybody? Anybody?
John Adams.
It's random. No.
Oh.
Calvin.
Thomas Jefferson.
Calvin Coolidge.
You knew it was a random.
1872.
But they both died on the 4th of July.
Okay, I think
right?
That's what you were
thinking. Adams and Jefferson both died within hours.
Different presidents have died on the 4th. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe.
Look at
Wow. Now that's good trivia.
It is fascinating, though, that Adams and Jefferson, I think they passed away like within hours of one another.
Same day.
Yeah. There you go. There's Sue's News for this Friday edition. Thank you, Sue. We have Christian Toto coming up. We'll talk a little entertainment. We have Stranger Things that's already out there on Netflix. Another new episode of The Old Man. Jenny, you watching The Old Man?
You got to get on that.
It's so good.
Are you made it to three?
I'm through three.
Okay, we'll talk
about
it. I have
one more.
Next. She's eating right now.
Okay,
so
sorry.
Well,
good
job.
Nice job
stuffing your face there, county executive.
I'm wondering.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.